Radio.com.au.
A lot of people talk, and you mentioned spirit guides. We talk about them all the time. Are they saying anything else, any suggestions to make the most out of this year?
No one's going to like my advice, Brendan.
Oh.
People need to meditate more.
Oh, really?
Have you seen the study they've done that human beings would rather sit and electric shock themselves than sit alone in a room with their own thoughts?
Really?
Yeah. So what I mean by that is I don't want to use the word meditate really because it scares people off running for the hills because everyone's like, yeah, saw that movie, like Eat, Pray, Love, ashram, three times a week, half an hour, nobody does that, chant om, like whatever. I don't really mean it to that extent, unless you're already a converted hippie. What I want to challenge people with, which is such a core building block to your entire life, every answer you're looking for is in your body. But when do we spend time having a conversation with our body? Don't know about you, Brendan, but never, right? Because the second, especially now with all this technology, the second we sit alone by ourselves, we have to check our phone or we do whatever, right? But even the older generation who didn't come from the world of phones, they find ways to distract themselves as well. They're not just sitting reflecting like Gandhi and Buddha and bloody Dalai Lama. They're also, their brains are running crazy on monkey chatter, right? Now, the problem is that all the answers that we're looking for in life, who should I marry? What's my dream career? Should I sell or buy my house? How do I handle my mother-in-law? Why don't I like myself very much? All of those answers you're not going to get from your head. You can write down pros and cons lists till the cows come home. You cannot intellectualise or logicalise, because that's a heaps a big word that I just, you know. You can't logicalise. You can't reason it out.
Yeah, yeah.
You actually have to feel it, and it's called the above the neck, below the neck theory, right? So if the guides have any message for people, it's if you want to know the answers to the big questions in your life, if you want to know what path to take, if you want to know what choice to choose, you've got to ask your body. And by that, I mean your gut, I mean your heart, your hunch, your conscience, your intuition, whatever you want to call it. It's like the rudder on your boat that's steering you through life. That is how you're going to get the right path every single time. And if you want to look at people like Donald Trump, you know, as completely shallow, materialistic and slightly awful as he is, you know, he's a very successful man in many ways. And you look at his books, he's got a whole chapter in one of his books devoted to his hunch, his business hunch, and how he's made all of his biggest gambles, his biggest decisions, right from that immediate split-second gut feeling. You know, there comes a point where you can't just add up columns on paper and try and decide what to do. You have to talk to your body. How do you talk to your body? In stillness and quiet. When do you have stillness and quiet? Never. What do you need to do? Spend a couple of minutes every 2 days, just hand on the heart breathing.
Right,
and
so
if you can't do that, don't even talk to me.
BREENDO.com.au.